Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
After another ridiculous day on the markets, companies all around the world are left scratching their heads. What do they do and when do they do it? There is an argument that investment will stop entirely globally until there is more clarity. While it does expect economies to suffer, the supply chains will also need to be re-evaluated. Joining me now is a real expert on global trade issues who knows her way around Britain, Ireland and the US. Ali Renison is the Associate Director with the consultants SEC Newgate. Good morning, Ali.
Morning.
Ali, do you think that big companies are pausing major investments for now?
I think a lot of new and sort of ongoing spend is being reviewed. It was interesting. I was speaking sort of just yesterday evening to someone in the pharma sector, and obviously they're kind of thinking about whether pharmaceutical tariffs will come. And they said, you know, one of the first things that they are pausing at the moment is sort of R&D spend. So there's a lot of kind of audit, I think auditing of kind of spend and auditing of supply chains going on at the moment.
Yeah. Now, Trump has threatened to raise the tariffs on China to 104% if they do not remove their threat to impose reciprocal tariffs of 34% on the United States. This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, and I think that what Trump is trying to do, particularly with China, is set a precedent to say, you know, regardless of whether you feel entitled to retaliate, I am going to retaliate in response to your retaliation. So I think he's trying to set a bit of a baseline to kind of warn countries against doing what they're probably entitled to do, which is respond in kind.
Do you get a sense that China is going to dig in the heels here? Because they have put out a statement overnight saying that they will fight, quote, to the end on this, which could end badly for all of us.
I think that going on sort of past precedent, that China is willing to both respond in kind, but also sort of negotiate while it's doing it. Now, it's interesting that sort of when President Trump sort of saw this, he kind of put out a post saying, well, effectively, we're not going to do any negotiations with Beijing anymore. We're going to talk to other countries. But I still think that while they will carry on with their sort of retaliation, they will probably keep the door open to talking to Trump in parallel.
Mm. Now, Trump was asked in a press conference last night whether the offer of 0% tariffs that I was referring to there in the papers from Europe on all industrial goods would be good enough. And he responded with a clear no. It looks as if Brussels won't be able to negotiate with Trump after all.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you try and sort of pin down the things that he wants kind of more out of from Brussels, it kind of seems to range from things like looking at what his trade advisor, Peter Navarro, talks about at VAT. You've got his commerce secretary going on the airwaves, Howard Lutnick, talking about the fact that, you know, there are sort of food safety standards that prevent US beef from being exported in the quantity that they want to the EU. Or you also hear, or I should say, and, because they're very often kind of not just overlapping, but competing objectives. And you also sort of heard Trump talking about, well, we sort of see more money brought in from the EU to sort of tackle the trade deficit. And by the way, you know, we would like to make sure that you're sending us, you're buying more sort of energy from us. So it seems to be a constellation of issues from the EU's perspective. And obviously, we know that, you know, they're taking decisions on what their retaliation should be. And there are supposed to be ones coming into effect, less to do with the reciprocal tariffs, but more sort of delayed action being taken in response to the US steel and aluminium tariffs.
Mm-hmm. And zero tariffs with the US, if they did agree that, which doesn't look likely at the moment, would also mean that they'd have to offer zero tariffs to all WTO members unless they signed a very specific free trade agreement specifically with the United States.
Yeah, and it, you know, the format may not matter to Washington, but it does matter to Brussels, because the EU does like to sort of, you know, think of itself as being the defender of kind of, you know, multilateral rules of trade. You know, there are provisions in the WTO sort of framework, legal framework, to talk about sort of zero for zero tariffs. So that might be possible to do within the kind of confines of WTO rules.
Mm. Anti-coercive instruments. The EU has it in its armory. It's never used it, but it might come out in the next week or two.
Yeah, I mean, that is, as I think you described, sort of, and others have described, as the, you know, the nuclear option, because it moves the kind of the trade war possibilities on from just focusing on goods to kind of expanding to services. And I, you know, it's not that we haven't seen this in a different format before. We've obviously seen when it comes to expanding things like services, public procurement. We saw kind of in Canada's reaction to the initial tariffs from the United States that it went well above and beyond just the retaliatory tariffs. It did look at some of these areas. But I think that if you really expanded on those kind of fronts, you are talking about a proper trade war getting going.
Oh, yeah. Now, the head of the IDA, which is the Irish Inward Investment Authority, told me last week on the show that the vast majority of Irish pharma exports were unfinished or component parts of finished drugs, and that they would be spared from any tariffs if tariffs were applied on pharmaceutical products heading to the United States. Is he wrong?
Well, I, if you look at the precedent for the auto tariffs, the auto sector tariffs, those were not just about finished vehicles. They were also about component parts. And my kind of expectation is that actually that Trump would want to catch those products and component parts together coming into the United States. There is a possibility that, you know, his focus is really more about kind of the finished goods. But past precedent shows that actually that, you know, when the United States has done sectoral exports, they have not just done the finished products.
So we could end up being in the net on that if there is tariffs applied on pharma. Do you think there will be tariffs eventually put on pharma? They're just waiting?
I think that they're trying to do it, even under this administration, carefully, because previously, you know, there are not just sort of protocols and sort of convention, but there have generally been kind of legal provisions to sort of exempt pharmaceuticals and to some extent medical devices from tariffs in global trade. So I think they're trying to do this in a way that does not perhaps entirely make it seem that the United States is going to keep people from accessing the drugs that they need, but also looking at the kind of the legal basis for it as well.
Okay. Ali, thanks so much for joining us and for sharing your expertise. That's Ali Renison, Associate Director with the consultants SEC at Newgate.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.